In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, the 11th of July. Glad as always to have you with us, everybody. Say this for the Brits. Boy, when things go haywire over there, they go haywire in a big, bad hurry. The race for the leadership of the ruling Conservative Party, once expected to have drawn out until October in the wake of the Brexit vote, narrowed today to one. The outgoing, now somewhat sooner than he thought, Prime Minister David Cameron came out in front of number 10 Downing Street today to sing his successor's praises. Theresa May is her name.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
Our man in London, Stephen Beard, has this latest twist and turn in the Brexit saga.
Just 4 days into the leadership race, and lawmaker Angela Leadsom dropped her bid to become the next British Prime Minister. She said the UK economy could not afford a lengthy leadership campaign.
Business needs certainty. A strong and unified government must move quickly to set out what an independent United Kingdom's framework for business looks like.
But Leadsom had been a staunch advocate for Brexit. Theresa May, now Prime Minister in waiting, campaigned for the UK to stay in the EU. In a speech today, May insisted she would honour the result of the referendum.
I couldn't be clearer. Brexit means Brexit, and we're going to make a success of it. There will be no attempts to remain inside the EU.
Brexit could take many forms, however. The UK could end up being only semi-detached from the EU. Leave campaigner and Conservative lawmaker Andrew Bridgen.
There's going to be a clear suspicion that Brexit's going to be severely watered down, and I think that's going to be completely unacceptable to a large proportion of our Conservative members of Parliament and our constituents.
Today's dramatic twist has shaved about 2 months off the process of exiting from the EU, but up to 2 years of intense negotiations still lie ahead before Britain and its European partners agree the terms of the divorce or separation. This could still get very messy. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.